everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So Olivia Rodrigo has taken deja vu off TikTok. So the Trump team can't use it and everyone's going hooray. But of course it's not everyone. Because well over 50% of the people that voted for Trump. And the people that are disappointed, you can't catch him. By removing songs from TikTok, the only way to catch him now is to understand him. And understand his popularity. And to do that, you have to realise this. Life is now like the Hunger Games. Kill or be killed. Trump does that. He's ruthless. And he rises to the top. Now, I haven't seen the Hunger Games. Why would I? But I know the vague plot is they all have to kill each other. And the one left standing is the winner. Hooray! Hooray, says everyone. You've won the Hunger Games. Congratulations. But he or she... He, in the case of the American president, is of course a killer. Of course he's a killer. He killed loads during the pandemic with the wrong drugs. And he killed off all his opponents with a mixture of charisma and bullshit. Charis shit. And the way to defeat is not to take a song away. You have to understand him to beat him. Otherwise, it's going to happen all over again. Deja vu. Anyway, it doesn't matter, because he'll always have YMCA, which literally can't be beaten. Have you heard it recently? Of course you have. He played the gay anthem loud and proud. After his victory speech, young man, or even young woman, Olivia, whatever you do, if you don't understand him, you can't catch me now.